Hit Breakfast Show with Josiah and Herbie.
It is another podcast done and dusted for a Monday. We're joined by my best mate Liam's on FaceTime to me. He's on his way to New York. Say hi to everyone, Liam.
Hello, everybody. Good morning to you, Chef Vegas.
There we go. Hey. Liam, on his way to New York City to Shepparton. Look at that. How'd we go this morning, Herbs? We did all right, didn't we, for a Monday?
Big show for a Monday. Discussed footy teams. Why do you hate them? Why do you hate a footy team? Has someone put you off one? Because I realised that a guy in my life, he has done just that to me.
A lot of hate in someone's heart who just had a birthday over the weekend.
I did. It was a good birthday, though.
Fun birthday by the sounds of it. Surprised you remember this morning's show.
Well, ask me tomorrow. I might not remember then.
Herbie's hammered right now. We do take your calls, though, as well. And the best thing your partner's done for you after that bloke who jumped on a shark. Wow.
Man versus shark. It was unbelievable. And I've come across, I think, the best, worst driver's license of all time.
It was amazing.
It's unbelievable to think what this girl has in her hot hands.
There was a whole bunch more in there. Thank you for downloading. Enjoy the catch up and have a great day.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Passive aggressive notes. We all come across them, especially when you get to a workplace where there's a communal kitchen. Passive aggressive notes always pop up there.
Have you seen our workplace? This is passive aggressive central. I'll tell you what, our kitchen. If they're not your spoons, don't touch them.
I love that. I love a good note. In my old workplace, they used to have them in the toilets because so many girls wouldn't take the empty toilet roll and replace it. So the amount of notes that get put up there, I was like, yes, you tell them. That note's really hitting your heart.
Put your spoons away after you've touched them. I want to write back one day going, no, I'm an announcer. It means I don't have to. Hey, you're in sales. It's your job. Clean up after announcers. Love, Josiah. Is that passive aggressive?
Very. And you'd be hated more than you already are.
You know what? Can't kill an already bad reputation, eh?
But look, for one lady over in Singapore, she received a note and it said, hello, could you please close the door when your baby's crying during the day? I'm working from home. Please be more considerate. And this mum thought, you're kidding me. I've got a newborn infant. Like, how can I stop the baby crying? Obviously, she's trying to do everything. She's trying to feed it. She's trying to calm her baby down. But we've all been babies and we've seen babies and heard babies. You can't just get them to stop like that. It doesn't work.
Oh, I had a baby that lived when I was in a unit above me, and it would cry all night, every night to sleep. But I think I hypnotized myself to trained my brain to enjoy it.
Yep.
And so I'd actually fall asleep to it every night. And I actually loved it. I was like, when's the baby going to start crying?
It's like people who live next to train stations and then they get used to that calming sound of the train going past. While if I'm next, I'm like, oh, that's loud.
Start to enjoy the baby crying. You might get your work done better.
Now, the mum, Geraldine. Yes, her name is Geraldine.
She sounds like a bogan.
She has actually responded, and her response she's put on Facebook and has now gone viral because mums are getting around her saying, yes, Geraldine, this is it. Because she responded by saying, for instance, my infant, they can get real irritating with their high-pitched screaming or crying, but that's the way they communicate. I do not have the magic to stop her from crying or make her grow up faster so that she can communicate without crying. We gave her a stern warning on the day. We received your feedback. I'm not sure if she quite understood it, but she did look serious after hearing it and gave a pity sad look. So I'm pretty sure that she understands. She can't cry.
Well done, Geraldine. I feel like the lady that initiated this with the passive aggressive note, she'd have to be single.
She'd have to be.
Never had kids.
The note's really long. She goes on to say you wouldn't have had kids before, and I can't just shut the door during the day, especially in Singapore when it's humid. We do want air to come in, so maybe just shush up yourself. And you stick to your house, I'll stick to mine. And while we're all doing it tough at the moment, let's do it tough together.
Yeah. I mean, it would get frustrating if she's got a high-end, you know, job which requires a lot of thought space and there is a baby crying. There's nothing you can do about it. But what can you do to adapt to that situation? Because it would do your head in.
Put headphones on.
Yeah, not a bad idea.
Put headphones on. Seriously, it's not that hard. Just don't put passive-aggressive notes on people's houses.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Herbie, this is unbelievable, this story. It's got me pretty fired up, to be honest, this morning. There's been calls to ban one of Australia's biggest Aussie icons. And I tell you what, if you back this, you're not Australian. I reckon the people that actually have come out in protest of this aren't Aussies.
I don't understand. What are they trying to ban?
You had your birthday on the weekend, and no doubt you probably got around one of these. The backyard barbecue.
Oh,
they want out.
They want out?
Out.
Of a barbecue?
They want to cancel the barbecue.
I love nothing more than a BBQ. I don't care what time of the year it is as well. It doesn't need to be a nice summer's day. I'll take it when it's raining.
I fired up the barbie a couple of weeks ago. It was freezing, but just to bring that smell back.
Oh.
It gives you, it's almost like psychology at summer in the back of your brain.
Yes, it does.
These idiots have come out down in Melbourne, down well around where your parents are from, the Bayside Council. That's around Brighton and all that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's where I went to school and everything.
Right. They reckon they want to ban the barbecue because of offensive emissions. I mean,
what do you... Wait, I'm... No.
I think the barbecue is one of the greatest smells you can have.
What are they worried about? There's things that they should actually be putting their time and energy into getting rid of, not the barbecue.
It's unbelievable. So they reckon that the smell of a barbecue is offending some of the locals. And this is what really annoys me about our world at the moment. You know when it's always the smallest people, the minority that speak up and they seem to have the loudest voice? Five people have signed five people have signed a petition and sent it to the council, and the Bayside Council now having to act on it because there's a petition out. That's five people.
That could be a household.
Literally.
That's one family. Five people. Who are they? Do you know? I don't want to say it. Are they vegetarians?
Probably.
And they hate the smell of meat.
I don't know what it is, but I tell you what. If you were the council and you received a petition banning the Aussie barbecue, you get it.
You rip it up straight away.
I don't care what you do. You rip it up and you laugh at it. You don't turn it into a national news story.
You find out where these five people live and you bring your barbecue because they're portable these days and you have a barbecue out the front of their front yard.
Honestly, I hope the locals get together and do exactly that.
Everyone have street parties. As soon as Stage 4 lifts, go have a street party and have barbecues in Bayside.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying the smell is just coming into their house every night. If my neighbours have a barbie, I'm cheering because I love the smell.
I open my door. In your cum smell. I'd put that in an aftershave.
Honestly, it makes you want to crack open a beer when you smell it, doesn't it?
VB just launched their own little cologne for Father's Day. I reckon now, in honour of this ban, we should be launching a barbecue one.
I agree. That's not actually... I'd wear that as well.
Yeah.
Imagine if I came and smell like a barbie every morning.
It'd be dangerous. I'd be one hungry girl.
They've gone down to Bayside Council, asked some of the locals how they feel about it. They're reacted. They're very upset.
Unbloody believable.
That was one really angry local over the weekend.
Unbloody believable.
She's fired up. She's really fired up, that girl.
That's never going to get old, is it?
They went door knocking on someone else's house, asked how they felt.
Unbloody believable.
For some reason, everyone in the Bayside Council talks like that.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Look, over the weekend, did have a great weekend. Watched a lot of footy. I don't know if you caught it on Saturday night, the Blues, the goal after the siren.
Big upset.
Oh, that was good.
No,
that's what you dream of. If you play any kind of professional sport, you dream of that moment.
For sure. I was too busy watching the Canberra Raiders get up over the weekend in the rugby league. Sorry about that. I missed the Blues win.
That's all right. You'll see that replay on repeat this week. But I was watching my boys, the Saints, yesterday, taking on Essendon. We got up, which I was very happy about because I didn't realise until yesterday how much I hate Essendon. And I've said the H word. Which is a strong word.
Has this been something since you were a kid, or is it something since the scandal? Is it something of late?
It's definitely not the scandal. I think I first got annoyed at them when Goddard moved from Saints to Essendon, but I mean, that's not Essendon's fault. It's Saints' fault for letting him go. But really, I realise that my hatred has come over the last couple of years, just probably 18 months, because the last guy I dated, he was a Don supporter, and then he did the dirty and cheated on me.
So wait, hang on. So you have a hatred on a whole football organisation based on one dude?
Well, I didn't realise until yesterday I was watching it and I just wanted us to win so bad. And then I had my phone in my hand and all I wanted to do was message him and say, you suck. But I realised because of this one person and what he's done to me, I now hate his team.
And him, clearly.
And him. He's not a good guy.
Or do you? Because you sound like you're not over him.
But, no, he's not a good guy.
So what? And obviously you smashed him. Why don't you just put in a phone call one time and just go, hey, buddy, what's up?
Because I feel like it's quite petty. But I know that so many people would be in a similar situation where maybe they've recently come to hating a team. I mean, you follow lots of sports. Is there teams out there that you don't like?
I mean, in the rugby league, I hate the Manly Seagulls because all my mates support them and they're just so volatile and so when they get up, they're in your face and they're arrogant. And especially when, and they seem to be the Raiders' bogey team. In the soccer, Manchester United can't stand them. They're our biggest rivals as a Liverpool fan, but it hasn't been based on someone you date. I mean, it's always nice when an ex's team loses though, isn't it?
Oh, it's something joyous about that moment yesterday. I loved it. With you, with the Manly, it reminds me of Richmond. I feel like so many people who jumped on the old Richmond bandwagon when they started to win, everyone's like, shut up. all my friends out of the nowhere. I'm like, you guys didn't even follow AFL.
Well, it's like the Collingwood supporters as well. Everyone hates them based off their supporters. I mean, you've got three people with no teeth out there, and then you hate a whole organisation who aren't a bad footy team, besides on the weekend. Oh, it's a big judgment.
But we thought, let's have a bit of fun this morning. I hate Essendon because of what a boy did to me. Is there a team out there that you cannot stand because of someone in your life? Someone came into your life, maybe it's an ex, doesn't need to be someone who cheated, but maybe it is, and you hate them. And we want to share that love this morning.
And why as well? What caused that hatred for that team? Not just because of their fans. Is it because of someone did something to you?
Is it one of the players? You just cannot stand the player. They don't even play at the club anymore. And you're like, nah, I hate them. They're done.
We have Catherine from Goomelaby this morning. Who do you hate?
I hate Richmond. And it's all due to a teacher that I had in 1978 and again in 1980.
Wow, you're holding a grudge there. What did your teacher do wrong?
Oh, look, Richmond was doing pretty well then, and every Monday show and tell, he'd get up there and he'd bang on about Richmond, and I really hated him. He's a horrible teacher. Always hated Richmond, thanks to Mr. Finnegan.
How funny. You give him a shout out as well.
Followed up with a dodgy boyfriend who also barracked for Richmond, so there we go.
And who do you go for, Kat?
A proud Pies supporter.
Of course you hate Richmond.
How have you been the last few years with Richmond? Obviously, getting a bit of success. Does it bring back some bad memories for you?
Yeah, it does. And I've got a brother-in-law, shout out to Tim, and his son Oscar. They love Richmond, so yeah.
So you don't love them?
Nah.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
On the weekend, Saturday, I turned 27.
Whoa.
I know, I'm old.
Part of the 27 club, how do you feel? You a bit nervous now?
Yeah, I mean, I would be if I could move around a bit, but I think I'm quite safe at home.
Especially when the 27 club's usually reserved for high-end celebrities as well. I think you're okay, Herbs.
Thank you. But look, I was a little worried about my birthday because I was going to be alone, not with family and friends. But I just wanted to give a bit of a shout out to anyone who is having an isolation birthday, which is majority of us this year. If you are one of the lucky ones at the start of the year that got a birthday or in between that gap, lucky you guys.
Yeah, I got so lucky. My 30th in January, we gave that a red hot crack.
Oh yeah, you'll be one of the few that gets to celebrate their birthday.
That's why I'm enjoying ISO, I think, because I gave it such a good nudge beforehand. I'm like, all right, I need 6 months to settle down.
But for those people who are having an ISO birthday, I just want to let you know, it's not so bad.
You had a good day, didn't you?
I had a really good day. I want to say thank you to everyone who did send in lovely messages, but I thought it was going to be a terrible day, a day that I just go, oh, please, I don't really want to have this birthday. I'm just going to pretend it's another day. It's actually a really fun day. Had lots of Zoom calls with the girls. You jumped in on one with them.
I came in after a few hours and the girls were more than half cut by that stage. I think you were fully cut.
It was a lot of fun. And then I was sitting in our backyard having just a nice glass of bubbles and then start hearing some honking. And I'm thinking, who's honking? Like, I've got no friends. Like, what's this going to be? Go out the front and some girls from work came by and did the drive-by with balloons. I felt like I was one of those kids who's just turned six and having their birthday. It was so nice.
You get a few flowers, stuff like that.
Yeah, everything was delivered. So for anyone who is having an isolation birthday, dare I say it, it nearly beats a normal birthday because people feel sorry for you. They pity you. They really do. They're like, oh, it must be so bad. And so you get so much more love. Like even my brothers, normally, I've got four of them. Normally, I'd probably get a message from two of them. This year, I got all of them. The family four.
Yeah, well, that's what nice people do. My dad's 60th is on this Thursday. And I'm not going to see, and I'm just treating it as, oh, cool. I don't have to buy him a present now.
See, that's the other thing, I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, how many presents did you get compared to normal? Because people don't see you face to face. Great excuse not to have to spend a few $100 on Dad's 60th. I can save till when I actually get to see him.
Or he'll be saying, interest, you're not paying this week, but by the time you're allowed to see him, he's expecting like a Mercedes or something.
Yeah, literally. I'll just pop on the Zoom call. G'day, Dad. Happy birthday. Presents on the way. Comes to Christmas.
You will do that.
Here it is, Dad.
So for anyone who is having an ISO birthday, know that it's not that bad. And for everyone that did send me a message, I really appreciate it. And I actually enjoyed my 27th birthday.
Good on you, Herbs. What's your name? Burbs. It wasn't Saturday. Bourbon. Burby. I tell you what, when I jumped on that Zoom call, you may as well have been called Burby because I tell you what, do you even remember me coming on?
I remember you.
Yeah, it was a good start. Happy birthday, Herbs. The hit breakfast.
Show with Josiah and Herbie. Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
Herbs, I want you to think about the nicest thing your partner or a partner has ever done for you. Hold on to that thought, because over the weekend I was watching the news and it was probably the best news story I've seen in a very long time.
The surfer has jumped on the back of a great white, punching it repeatedly to save his girlfriend who was in its jaws. The shark mauled the woman at Port Macquarie on the New South Wales mid-north coast. Thanks to her brave boyfriend, the 35-year-old is now stable in hospital.
What a hero.
Unbelievable. Like, I know you'd like to think you'd do that if that was your partner, but again, it's a shark. Like, there's a lot going through your mind in that situation.
Not just any shark, a great white. Yeah. So she was getting attacked. He's jumped on the back, kept punching it. It's eventually let go of her, swam away. She's going to survive. She's done it, and he's come out and spoke about it. We played the audio earlier in the show. Unbelievable. I feel like every time you have a fight now with your partner, imagine that, they're having a little fighter because he keeps leaving the toilet seat up in a year from now. You just turn around and go, hey, babe, just remember, I saved you from a shark.
Saved your life. Having that one up your sleeve would be so handy.
Oh, wouldn't it be amazing?
You could imagine the boys' weekends he could go on. Remember that time that I did that? Yeah, I'm going away this weekend.
Yeah. No. I had dinner planned for us, babe. Sorry, I saved you from a shark. You have had a couple of boyfriends in your past, Herbs. Has anyone done anything remotely close?
Heroic? No. The best thing that someone has ever done for me is getting me flights to Adelaide to go watch Lenny Hayes' last game.
Not bad.
That was unbelievable. It was a hero move for me. I loved that.
If you were in a shark's mouth, or you got the tickets to watch his last game at the Adelaide Oval, which one would you choose?
Tickets.
Yeah? You got the tickets every day of the week.
Tickets every day of the week.
13, 12, 16 is the number. I'd love to open it up right now. The best thing your partner has done for you. Ladies, has your man saved you from a shark? Most likely not, because we live in the Goulburn Valley.
Or, ladies, have you saved your man?
Love to hear these calls this morning. We do have Andy in Benalla this morning. Friend of the show, mate. Has your partner done something for you?
It's more than what she's done for me. She's taken me on.
Well,
seriously, you should see my head. There's no way I'm getting anyone else.
Oh, are you punching, are you, Andy?
Oh, mate, big time.
Did you?
I'm like, on a good day, I'm like a solid one. In the shade, she'd be a 9.7.
Did you manage to get her when she was young? Like, how did you score such a lovely lady?
I think someone must have got her really drunk. And then, before she could back out, it was too late.
Have you got any kids with her, Andy?
Believe it or not, lucky to have two.
How'd they turn out, like you or her?
Nah, more like her, which is phenomenal for them.
I mean, it's no shark attack. You didn't jump on it, but she has done you a massive favour there. Good on you, mate. Well done for admitting it as well.
Mate, she's done the world a favour by snapping me up and not releasing me back into the wild.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
There's a bit on my mind at the moment, Herbs, because I came out and spoke about it on the show last week that I'm a bit worried about my addiction to Mario Kart. Like many people out there, you know, there's different addictions you can have. I guess it's better than most.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's the worst, but also screen time, not good for your health too.
Yes. I mean, there's worse things for your health. However, when it starts taking your focus away from friends, family, and work, more importantly, let's be honest, my workload's dropped lately because of Mario Kart. That's where I almost checked myself into rehab, and that's what we spoke about on the show last week. Now, over the weekend, just when I thought I got on top of this, because they do say the first sign of defeating an addiction is admitting it.
Yes, and you did that. You brought it to our attention last week, and we thought that this was going to be the first step of you getting back to normality.
It must have been on my mind a lot, because Friday night I had a very vivid dream kind of night. I went to bed and just all night my brain was just rolling. It was very active. Yeah, it was super wired. And I woke up in the morning and I thought, you know what? Stuffed going to rehab for Mario Kart. Stuff you all. Yeah, it's very aggressive, because I thought, I just won Mario Kart lottery. So I had a dream, and I feel like this could be real life. Hear me out, right? In my dream, it was like a real life version of Mario Kart. So we were kind of on the Mario Karts, almost like real go-kart.
So like you were Mario.
Pretty, essentially. For some reason, I was Donkey Kong, though.
Was I Peach?
No, you weren't in the dream.
Oh.
Yeah, no offense. You don't know. You never come in my dreams for some reason. I think that's a good thing. And then I was going around, and for some reason, the winner of Mario Kart got $1 million. And I thought, maybe my addiction is just training me up for this ultimate moment, and maybe this is something they end up doing in real life, and I'm just getting prepared for it.
No, you're not. Oh, this is stupid.
How do you know?
Because I know you're not.
No, but there could be a real life version. Like, this could be an actual thing that happens.
Well, you can, I know in Japan you can dress up in little outfits and go around and do a little Mario Kart course, but you're not winning money.
Yeah, but it's a Japanese game. So what's to say that they don't come out one day and go, hey, guys, Mario Kart. They do it with, like, World of Warcraft and all those games. Yeah. They go, hey, guys, $1 million, whoever wins this one game. They have the big world championships. What's to say they don't do that for Mario? In fact, they could. I haven't even done research. There could be something like that out there now.
Yeah, but there isn't.
How do you know?
You've got focus. You got to focus on the present and the current time, and it's not something that may or may not happen in the future.
Yeah, well, if I focus on my addiction right now, it may have a good, and I may reap the benefits in the future.
Yeah, but I won't. I need you to focus on your work.
I don't care about work, to be honest. And you're sounding very pessimistic, Herbs. For someone with an addiction, you need to. You know what?
I'm not supporting this addiction.
Have you ever hung out with someone with an addiction before?
Yeah.
You need to be careful how you talk to them. You need to approach them in a very careful way.
Are you going
to
get aggressive?
Hey, you need to be able to offer to drive me to rehab, not just come out and be negative against me from the get-go.
Yeah, but you don't even want to go to rehab. You've thrown it out the window.
Yeah, good point, because I know there's $1 million in Japan coming around the corner.
No, there's not.
Well, then how come I had a dream about it?
Because you've got a problem that we need to take you back to rehab for.
So what do I do now?
You go to rehab.
You know what? Let's get a song, because I want to go play some Mario Kart. I've got some training to do, Herbs.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
Now, there's many businesses at the moment that they're having to adapt and adjust to what I'm going to call it is the 2020 way, and that is the pandemic that's hit. And so you've seen a lot of, for example, cafes and restaurants who normally you'd sit in, they've had to go to takeaway only. And so they've had to adapt. And it's good to see lots of businesses thinking outside the square. But then I do think there's some businesses that are taking the mickey out of it. And that is including a business named Tribute Brand. It's a fashion label. And they're trying to do something which, for me, I think is just ridiculous. So what they're doing is they're selling a new T-shirt. It's called the Zessie shirt. Now, it comes in either neon green or red. It's a plastically looking blouse with flared short sleeves. If you go to our Instagram, it's actually up at our story. Now, I'm showing you right now.
Oh, wow.
That's the picture of the Zessie
shirt. I think
it's,
I like it.
You can buy that one for $699.
Whoa.
It's like one. It looks to me like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, but if it's, you know, a Louis Vuitton or something like that, you understand the price tag, but it almost looks like a male flare.
Yes, it does look like a male flare. Now, the one catch with this, $699, you'll never receive the shirt.
Huh?
It's a digital virtual shirt only. So what you will instead receive is you get a photo that they have uploaded with the digital garment fitted to it, and you get a digital certificate of authenticity as proof of owning the digital product.
Come on.
So basically you're paying $699 to get someone to superimpose the shirt on you.
I mean, do you know what? Good on them. I'm all for this. Business is given a crack in this mm-hmm. time. If someone's stupid enough to buy it, they deserve every cent of theirs.
Well, that's what they've come out and said. So they're a Croatian-based label, and they've gone, they're betting on the novelty and their rejection of old-school fashion tropes like gender, size, shipping, and waste as their selling point. And it did get me thinking, remember that air guitar that sold for a lot of money? I think that was just on eBay because everyone wanted it, even though it was nothing. It was air. And that sold for a lot. So I'm guessing that this shirt, someone will buy it.
Yeah, for sure. Do you know what? If these boys were a couple of battlers that had come up with this idea and were having a laugh about it and go, hey, guys, we just need some coin. If there's anyone else out there, support a small business, give us some coin. I reckon there'd be a few multimillionaires that would have no issue in buying it. If I was that loaded and had spare 600 cash and it felt like 5 cents to me, I'd go do it for a laugh.
So you don't have spare 600 cash?
Not at the moment. I mean, I do. I mean,
so you want a digital shirt?
I'd prefer to put it into a coffee in some small businesses around town first. Maybe a digital shirt after that.
Yeah. When the tax comes back in.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
It is a very exciting time when you get your first driver's license. So your L's, when you turn 16, you can go for that test. And I know when I first got mine, the pressure of the photo, I was at home smiling in front of the mirror. I was trying to see, does this look right? Is my hairstyle fine? Because you're going to be stuck with it until you get your actual license when you turn 18. And then from then on, you can renew it. But majority of the time, you don't have to get a new photo.
No, they just say, you just hit refresh. Yeah, I'll keep that photo.
Exactly. Now, are you happy with your driver's license photo?
I think I've had the same one for 10 years. I don't even have a man bun. I've got no beard. I look like I'm Justin Bieber in it. But yeah, I'll keep it. Yeah.
I'll keep it. Yeah. That's not mine. I actually kind of like my driver's license photo. I look at it and think, good snap. Mm. Very, very lucky because other photos on the same day would have been terrible.
It's hard not to smile because they're like, don't you dare show teeth. Don't you dare.
And you try to get a few teeth through, like through the cracks. And
how do you look? Do you look like a thumb like your TikTok? Hey, guys.
No, but maybe when I renew it, I should go for thumb girl. There's one girl over in the States, though. She's in Tennessee, and I believe that she has got the greatest license of all time. Because she went to renew her license, so she did what you've done before and so many of us, and just clicked the button, use the same picture, and so they'll post you out one at the moment. So she got her mail, her new license was there, her name's Jade, and she was checking the details. Yep, birth date's right, name's right, correct spelling, all right. And then she was looking at her picture and she goes, hang on a second, that doesn't look like me. It doesn't look like me at all. I'm going to show you, if you go to Instagram right now, you can see what it is.
No way.
It's a picture of a chair.
What? How's that possible? Whenever I go to, you know, Vic Roads, there's a person actually goes and does it physically.
Yeah.
It's literally a black chair.
It's a chair.
It looks like the casting couch.
Her license is now a chair. And so she's called up the Tennessee Department of Safety and said, hey, bit of an error. And the lady's gone, no, I don't believe you. And then when she got her file up, she goes, oh, no, I'm going to need the manager for this. And they believe what happened is that there's an error has occurred. So after they've obviously taken the original photo of Jade, then another photo was taken instantly of just the chair after Jade stood up. And so then that photo is now on file. So they just used the last photo. And so now she has a license of a chair.
Yeah, but if it was automatic where she got posted it digitally, I get it because no one probably looks at it. Yeah. But someone would have had to grab it, laminate it or whatever they do, grabbed it. They would have had to put it in an envelope. You can't tell me your day was that busy you didn't check before you chucked it in the envelope to see if it was a photo of a chair or a human.
Exactly. And it's like, it's not like you can pass that as a human. Yeah. Imagine rocking up like to a club or something where you get ID'd and you hand that up. Like, how do you even, do you put your arms out? Like, do you perch down?
Imagine rocking up to the Aussie on a Friday night. Yeah. Do you sit down?
Do you sit down and then get someone to sit on your lap? And you're like,
I mean, unless you're used to doing squats, it'd hurt you a little bit while you're waiting, especially if there's a big queue as well.
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's hit 96.9.
In the middle of this. Meet me in the riddle for a Monday. You know you love to warm up to it. Herbie, you're struggling today, though.
I am struggling. I've had a bit of a big weekend, so I'm going to use that as my excuse this week.
I mean, it was your birthday weekend, so you have every right to be a little dusty today. I threw out this riddle, if you're just tuning in, before that song. I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I? Turns out no one in the GV knows what it is. 13, 12, 16, if you want to get involved. There are McDonald's vouchers up for grabs. Herbs, have you got any idea? I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
I'm thinking a peeler.
Oh, yeah.
Because they shave. Is that close?
But my beard stays
the
same.
Yeah, that's where I'm really thrown with
it. Most fruit or veg don't have beards. So you're in. Oh! 13, 12, 16. Who do we have on the phone?
Alana.
Alana, what town are you from?
Echuca.
What's happening in Echuca this morning? Is it a bit foggy on the roads?
Yeah, it is. It's a bit foggy. It's actually been a bit wet. A bit rainy.
There you go. A bit of rain coming through later tonight as well. Yeah. Now, do you have the answer to that one? I shave every day, but my beard stays the same. What am I?
Yeah, barber.
Oh.
There we go. One person switched on this morning. That's all that matters.
Don't ask me any other ones because I couldn't tell you. I don't know any other riddles.
Well, there's two more here. You know what? Why don't I just do one more?
Do one more. Yeah, I'll help you, but I'm terrible.
Yeah, I'm terrible too, so that makes two of us.
All right. Should I go the easier one?
Yeah, please.
No, I'll go the harder one. Okay, here we go. Alana from Echuca and Herbs, what question can you never answer yes to? There's one question if someone asks you and you can never answer yes to it. What is it?
Am I dead?
Or you are so close, Herbs.
Oh.
You know what? You're actually... you know what? I'm going to give that.
Yay!
It's are you asleep yet? That's same.
Look.
Same.
Hey, Lance, McDonald's vouchers yours.
thank you.
Good. You know what? Great teamwork, girls. I'm proud of you both.
Oh, wow. We kind of got there.
Did you have a big weekend as well, Lance, or you just took it easy?
Yeah, just sort of hung out at the dairy farm, so
yeah,
I was pretty busy with the
car,
so otherwise we were pretty quiet.
Early mornings, good on you. I don't know how you do it,
yeah.
Lana. We appreciate your
call. Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
This has got to be the most unbelievable story, very heroic and very, very Australian. You can see many people telling this story if they go travelling, going, guess what, this happened in our shores. Up at Shelley Beach near Port Macquarie. So a couple, a husband and wife, Chantelle and her husband, Stephen, they were out having a little surf and unfortunately a shark, a great white, approached and it latched onto Chantelle, started attacking her. Now, they believe that this great white shark was up to around 3 metres.
So it's not a big
in length.
Big great white.
It's still big.
Oh, it's big enough. I mean, it's still a great white.
It's a great white, and 1 metre is big enough for me. Actually, just any kind of great white is big enough for me.
A great white shark that's just been born is big enough for me.
It is ridiculous what happened here. And so while Chantelle is trying to fight off the shark, obviously no one really knows what to do in that situation. You just try and kick it away, but she's getting attacked, attacked, attacked. Then out of nowhere, her husband, Mr. Rapley, he just starts attacking the shark. He's punching it left, right and centre. He's punching, punching, punching until the shark releases. He ends up getting his wife, Shelley, on a surfboard, takes her into shore. She gets airlifted to hospital and she's going to recover.
So good, this story. Do we know how deep they were? Because it'd be easier to jump onto a shark when you're in, waist-deep water than if you're out the back. Because let's be honest, that's pretty tough to do.
He did say he was treading water a little bit. He was on his board and then had to get off his board. And then other people came to help him. But he was the one that actually fought off the shark. Bystanders said that it was ridiculous what they witnessed, seeing this man actually fight a shark, physically fight a shark.
It's like Mick Fanning, the footage that went viral. This freaks me out because we used to go Shelley Beach and Port Macquarie. My family used to go. That's where we had a holiday house. We used to go holidaying there. When I learnt to surf at this beach, never saw any sharks though.
They've had 3 shark sightings there this year.
All right, Dad. Thanks for letting me learn to surf there. Yeah, seriously.
Unbelievable. Now, the best thing about this, because I know when these shark attacks do happen, people, they get annoyed and they say, "You're going to jump in the water again." Both Chantelle and her husband, they say it's not the shark's fault. We entered their domain. Mm. We're just glad that everyone is okay. And he actually had this to say about the incident.
Well, you see the mother of your child and your support, everything that's who you are, and so you just react.
It as if you what would you, what else you do, just watch her get attacked?
That's what I was going to ask you. I'm in the water getting attacked. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm leaving you. But if we're talking about the mother of my child or you, two very different things. Hey, you know what, Herbs? Actually, you just had your 27th birthday on Saturday. You're part of the 27 club now.
Yeah.
If you did get bitten by a shark, I'd be like, well, she's 27.
She's 27. She's dead.
If you're 28, I'd come and rescue you.
Okay. Yeah.
or before the weekend, I would rescue you.
I'm going to tread carefully for the next year.
Yeah, you and I should not go to the beach for the next year, right? Deal?
Josiah and Herbie, Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.